You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, authors, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Arnold Simon, who is the author of Haley's Paradox, which is about the clash between evolution and believers in creationism and the evolving role of religious fundamentalism in American politics. Arnold, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. My privilege.
Yes, sir. So, first of all, what drove you to write this novel about the contradiction between science and religion?
Well, as far back as I can remember, I was puzzled by these two things. Religious, if you will, statement of living things were created solely by the action of God personally, and the knowledge that has been acquired through paleontology, the study of fossils. And it's a well-known conflict. Just about everybody knows that. But there's a question is created immediately in my mind a conflict, which could be the basis of a novel. And that gave me the idea of writing a book on that subject. The book is not about me. It's not about my views on anything. The main character of the story is a young man who gets torn between those two things. He's a religious fundamentalist, believes in the statement in the Bible that God created every living thing directly, and then the other side is that evolution seems to be supported by all the discoveries of fossils that have been taken place within the last couple of centuries. I thought it would make an interesting book.
Yeah, and speaking of that, where did you get the idea from to write the book?
Well, basically what I told you. I've written another novel before, and just the idea of writing a novel was not, quote, novel for this particular one, but I thought it would make an interesting story. I had, and I'm not an expert at all on the paleontology, but I happened to be on my website. I got to a website on the BBC where they were interviewing two of the, it turns out, the world's greatest paleontologists on this subject. I was glued to that, and it gave me an extra specific means of writing this story.
And what drives the main character in the book, and where does the main character come from?
Yeah, what drives the main character is that he, and I can give you a little detail, he is a young man who himself is torn on the question. His family is a religious fundamentalist family, and they are taught what I just said about God having created all living things on his own. And this young man, as a child, this is drilled into him. This whole family are religious fundamentalists. When he goes to school at a young age, the teacher there says, "We're going to discuss how evolution created all these beings." Whereupon he is challenged by the teacher, and he's without giving all the nitty gritty details, he's torn. He's a brilliant student, studies science, and here the teacher is saying that all beings were created by evolution, and he sees that conflict. That's what gets him started. Much later on, he decides to become a paleontologist to, quote, prove, unquote, that the Bible is wrong on that point. And he's going to, by studying paleontology, he hopes to prove that.
Is this whole novel about the main character's struggle between science and religion?
Yeah, you must have read the book. Exactly. That's what it is really about, yes. But in the terms of a human being, a very human being, this main character, whose name is Haley, and that is the book. There are all kinds of other stories and characters and things, but the main thrust of this whole thing is precisely the conflict that this man goes through and what happens to him as he moves along. But it's a double path, the religious path and the science path, or the evolutionary path.
Today we're joined by Arnold Simon, the author of Haley's Paradox, which is about the clash between evolution and believers in creationism and the evolving role of religious fundamentalism in American politics. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Arnold, are there other important characters in this novel besides the main one?
Yes, there are. Eventually, goes to Harvard and is a highly successful paleontologist. And he finds himself torn in between these two things. One of the things is that the religious fundamentalists want to make illegal the teaching of evolution. And there is a minister who, from the very beginning of the story, they want to amend the Constitution to make it illegal to teach paleontology. And the name of this man is Reverend Stuart Pawlings, a well-known leaders, if you can say that, of the religious right, which favors it's based on the Bible, and he wants to amend the Constitution of the United States. In order to do that, they have to get their own person elected as president, and the name of the minister is Reverend Stuart Pawlings, and they decide to run Haley as a candidate for president of the United States.
So, does the main character run for president, and if so, how and why?
It turns out that on the day before the start of the story, the United States Supreme Court ruled that teaching evolution in public schools is unconstitutional. The leader of the Christian Church, whom I mentioned, wants to run Jared Haley as a candidate for president under the banner of the religious right. That's how it starts.
So now, what events drive the main character to study paleontology?
The conflict that he experiences, his family being religious fundamentalists and believing strictly in what the Bible says, and on the other side, what science seems to indicate, and he decides he's going to become, as I said, a paleontologist. He goes to Harvard in order to prove that what's in the Bible is not correct.
And finally, does the novel have more twists and turns besides those mentioned above as the story develops?
Quite a few. There is a lady named Glenda Worthing, who is the fifth most wealthy person in the United States. And she decides to support him in his endeavors. She's a woman who was born in Brooklyn from an immigrant family, and later on goes down to Texas, where the book calls her, she's a Texan from Brooklyn, to develop her views on the matter. She and Glenda Worthing, she's the fifth most wealthy person in the world. She gets hooked up. She goes after the hero of the story here, Haley, not for emotional purposes, but she wants to fund his campaign to support the views of the minister and of Haley himself. And there's a long story about that in the book. There are other characters, the teacher that I mentioned earlier in the school, who teaches the non-religious, she teaches paleontology basically in school, and then there are other characters besides those. There's a variety of talents and gifts and hostilities in the book, all of which end up tearing Haley apart and ends up getting the whole his candidacy and the conflict of this election. Tears the whole United States in turmoil. Details are in the book, obviously, but this is a consequence of this conflict between the conflict that within him, the character, is he has both sides, but the population at large is divided between people who believe in paleontology and people who believe in the statement of the Bible. So there are numerous twists and turns. I mentioned some of the characters, and those are the elements of it. I was thinking about this topic as a subject for a novel, but I myself am not a paleontologist or anything like that. But I one day was on the computer. I listened to the BBC, the British broadcasting system, and it happened by chance, as far as I'm concerned, that three of the world's greatest paleontologists were discussing this subject on the BBC. One of them is Simon Conway Morris, who his book is, I cite his book as a source of information, and Stephen Jay Gould, another one, and later on I got considerable help by William Schaff, who is a world's renowned paleontologist and has an important position at UCLA. I live near UCLA, and I had some questions on this subject, and I called him, and he helped me a great deal. We had lunch together, and he gave me a lot of knowledge that I would not have known about the history of evolution of beings. And so he also read my book, and he was very flattering about it, which I was very pleased that somebody of his renown agreeing not with what I was saying, but with how the novel deals with these issues.
Certainly sounds like an interesting book. We've been speaking with Arnold Simon, who is the author of Halley's Paradox. It is about a clash between evolution and believers in creationism and the evolving role of religious fundamentalism in American politics. And the website of reference, once again, is haleysparadox.com. Mr. Simon, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's been a real pleasure, and I'm glad to have the opportunity of explaining what my book is about. One thing is, I have no point of view really on either side here, and there are two main characters. It's the conflict between these characters that's the conflict. It's not about my own views on this thing.
I appreciate your pointing that out. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.